where as at 8:30 a.m. when our reporter got to the Legon Police Station Center for Ayawaso West Wuogon Constituency, 107 people out of 1,128 eligible voters had exercised their franchise. According to the presiding officer, Alexander Opompoku, voting started exactly 7 a.m., but some people could not find their names in the register. Mr. Opompoku explains the situation.
The issue is those who didn't find their names here means that they did not register in the constituency. It is only those who registered in the constituency whose names are here. So we redirect them. The prisons officers, for instance, most of them registered at cantonments. So they will have to go to cantonments and cast their ballots. We have enough of all materials, indelible ink, ballot sheets and everything to make sure there is a successful poll.
Our correspondent caught up with some parliamentary candidates for Ayawaso West Wuogon constituency. First, the NPP parliamentary candidate, Emmanuel Chemating Ejakun.
I might say all in sundry is conducting themselves very well. There's been a few complaints. Some has to do.
Next is the candidate for the CPP, Kweku Kwanza.
I might say all in sundry is conducting themselves very well. There's been a few complaints. Some has to do with the eligibility of the voters. But I think three out of the four candidates have been here. We have left quite satisfied. And also other pedestrian issues like how the ballot box should be tilted. There should be a rule of thumb that we should all abide by. In the absence of that particular rule of thumb, in terms of even the aesthetics of how to vote, it leaves room for a little bit of confusion. I urge the EC to make the proper rectifications for December 7th.
You heard, I beg your pardon, Delali Kwesi Brimpong is the parliamentary candidate for the NDC. He also spoke to us.
So far the place is very calm, but I think some people have concerns that they cannot find their names on the register.